Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Support for the Bubba Army Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Manscaped, the leaders in male grooming. Their fourth generation performance package absolutely changed the grooming game, along with their refined body wash to round out your hygiene routine. Join the nearly 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped for their shower time routine by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba. Have you smelled Manscaped's refined body wash, fellas? The ladies love their signature scent. You and your boys will be so fresh and so clean when you start off your self-care routine with the ultimate body wash. Keep the grooming game going with the Performance Package 4.0, and inside this package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker and nose trimmer, crop preserver and ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold all the goodies. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the weed whacker to chop your worst weeds up the top of your nose and ears. Nothing's worse than that nose hair. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. Keep your balls trimmed, fresh, and clean with Manscaped.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hi, Lummy.
Hello, Bubba.
I think we should keep this deal going right here.
Yeah, Bathhouse Willie.
They'll be in the bathhouse.
Bathhouse Willie, Lummy.
Yes, Bubba.
Can you get this black?
Get my girls in.
Can you get this blackhead on my back?
I got it for you, Bubba.
Oh yeah, thanks.
Can I get your abscess?
Don't let Anna see you getting one of my blackheads.
I want his lipoma.
Yeah, I'll keep it away from her, Bubba. Here, hold the soap.
I'll drop
it's
it.
It's liquid soap.
I'm not holding. I'll hold the soap. You're gonna drop it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything for you, Bubba.
Oh. I could never even think about
getting raped anally.
No, having wiener relations with Lummy.
Richard, 200 stars. Jamie Diller, 200 stars. Twinkle, twinkle.
What can't you think of that?
Don't forget, we got the Venmo and the PayPal and the Cash App, like straight daytime pole dancing strippers. I mean, listen, it's the after show. We can cuss a little bit. We can try new shit out. Why not try a little reverb? Like we're at the John Travolta,
John Travolta bathhouse?
John Travolta Church of Scientology bathhouse. Huh?
Oh, that's Scientology, though. They're scary.
We can do a bunch of stuff. This one's not working for some reason.
Oh.
I don't know why. This particular effect. How about this one? This one working?
I think it is.
Or we could turn just Anna onto it. Like Anna's the only one that's processed. Like this. We'll go boom, and then we'll go boom, and then it's just Anna.
It's just me in the bathroom.
Are you making you? Whoa!
Oh.
No, I kind of. It's like you're like we kind of got you in a cage.
Yeah,
I don't want to be in a cage.
Mitch, $25 on my Venmo.
Woo!
Thank you, Mitch. You want to be in a cage? You want to be bound and gagged?
No, I do not. Thanks for asking, though. I don't. I like
too
freedom.
Bad you're in this cage.
I like freedom.
Gonna defecate on you.
Let's see what this sounds like. Yeah, if you were in a cage, we would definitely be doing stuff to you.
Yeah, defecating and
like are killing me. Trip, you, trip, trip.
You're way too old for that.
Yeah.
I know. Thank God.
Trying to make you sound like Elizabeth. Learn what out there.
Trying to make me sound like Elizabeth Holmes. Yeah, why would you want that? Does this sound good? Does that sound better?
Way.
Justin Wood, 5,000 stars.
What's this sound like for you, Anna?
What does this sound like for me? How does that sound?
Like you're transitioning, and I like that.
I like it too. I think we need someone that's transitioning on the show for diversity.
I do too. What's the Woody show say? Like uncomfortably, irresistibly, diversifying upon you. Know,
oh, how to be cultural sensitivity for a politically correct world or something like that. Yeah. Sensitivity training, because I had to take that.
Insensitivity training for a politically correct world.
Yeah, I had to for hurricane epilepsy.
I'm trying to.
Do you know Julius Caesar had epilepsy?
Of course, everybody knew that.
Yeah, we all knew
that.
You're
really into
this
Caesar deal, are you not?
I just think that he's the coolest guy ever.
Yeah.
He like doubled the size of the Roman Empire. It's fucking dope.
And then it collapsed.
More than that.
I like.
It collapsed after he left.
I actually like
that. Not right after he left. It was a couple hundred years. Relax.
See, it's got a little, you got a little bit of a guy, a little bit of a guy feel on this setting. It's a guy, it's like it's, Brian, 25 on my motherfucking Venmo. Venmo, PayPal. With a Cash App, both all at the Bubba Army. Thank you. Thank you, Brian. See, Anna, this has a small little J-Buck 15 on my Cash App. Thank you, J-Buck. I wonder, Blitz, how the rest of the rest industry, like the local, you know, the local. Well, let's just be honest. The fuckers over at Cox. You know that they really, really, really pay attention to what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder, like, I'm sure they're clowning me. Bubba's got a Cash App, a Venmo, a Zelle, and a motherfucking PayPal. But don't you think that if they could be doing it, they would?
Of course.
Yeah. I don't really care what they do.
Yeah, they can suck my dick.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Why not? No. You're an equal opportunity letting people suck your dick.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we were just in the bathhouse together.
No, Lummy, I wouldn't let you do that to me.
You wouldn't let me pop your blackhead?
No, because I look down and I think that literally a fucking Sasquatch.
Why would you open your eyes?
Still, I think. Listen, I'm trying. I'm not trying to be anyway. I'm not trying to be homophobic. I'm not trying to be heterophobic. I'm not trying to be anything. I'm not. I'm just not. But I bet. I'm just betting that a woman's mouth feels different than a man's mouth.
Lummy? Is that true?
Well, I don't know how.
How would I know?
Because I don't know. I mean,
Anna would know.
But at the end of the day, a mouth probably is a mouth.
A mouth is a mouth. Hands are hands.
And butts are butts.
Butts are butts.
I don't know. Hands are hands. A lot of people have calluses and stuff.
Yeah.
Too.
If Lummy, like Anna, if you were to put your hands on my penis, Blitz, this we're just speaking hypothetically, okay? Get your hand off the fucking gun.
Oh, I would shoot both of you.
I know. But are you going to shoot me on a make-believe scenario?
No.
Okay, please. Totally make-believe. I guarantee you there's at least 9 feet distance between her and I. But that being said, if she had her hands wrapped around, you know, my penis.
Right.
And as compared to Lummy.
But I bet Lummy's got good gription like you like it.
Yeah, but.
Oh, with the speed bumps?
Like you like it.
Yeah, you like the gription.
I do like heavy grip.
Lummy's probably got a heavy grip.
I like a heavy grip from a. I like to look down and see a nice little dainty hand.
Yes.
Not a big old, you know, guy that looks like he could deadlift 900 pounds hands.
Yeah, you gotta watch it.
Yeah, you gotta watch it.
Yeah.
And then you gotta watch it. And you gotta,
right.
And then the smaller the hand and the bigger the thing that you're watching, the hotter it is.
Absolutely. Well, to a point.
Especially
but yes.
when whatever has their hand wrap around your deal, you still got the little bit of mushroom on the top. When the hand cannot cover the whole thing and you got a quarter of it sticking out, that's hot.
Yeah, but Bubba, think about a bigger
Lummy,
hand.
You could grab mine and you couldn't see my penis.
And I could probably play with the testicles, too.
Lummy, I don't want it.
What? Fuck yeah.
Stop with all of that. We're not
grab
yeah.
balls.
Tickle, tickle, tickle.
Tickle with my pinky.
No, you probably don't like your balls tickled because you like them like
tugged.
I don't like them. I like them scraped with
nails. Do you like being tickled? Because I fucking hate it.
Tickling doesn't. I mean, I don't particularly.
Even
like,
if you just do like the tickling hands, I'll be like, get away from me.
No, but I don't like holding hands.
You don't?
Me either.
No.
Shut up, spouse.
I don't like.
You'll
like,
hold my hand when I tell you to.
I don't like holding hands.
Why?
Because it makes me hot.
What if, so if, what if it's if, cold
if,
outside?
If a situation is where I'm with a girl and she wants to hold my hand, I have been known to let her hold my arm. Like, hold my wrist.
What about cuddling?
No.
Come on.
I mean, yeah, we can cuddle, but this is how we cuddle, okay? I'm going to lay on my back, and you're going to put your head on my shoulder while you're grabbing my penis.
That's nice, too.
But, that's good, too, but what about just like a nice, intimate, sex-free cuddle?
I'm not going to. You can cuddle. You can hold me a little bit, but I'm not holding you. Like, I'm not wrapping around and uh-uh. First of all, my arms ain't that long.
But your tricks are small.
Yeah, I know. But so. I don't like holding. Mm. You can hold me a little bit.
I like to cuddle face-to-face with Blitz.
Oh, God, no. Fuck that.
Like, we put our faces, like, I smashed my face against him. We were doing a little bit of role play last night.
What? We were?
Oh, wow. No wonder you guys were
tired. Was I sleeping?
Lummy.
Yes, sir.
Lummy. I think we take a step back at this point. Like, these two just, I mean, I think at this point I may be talking way too much.
Role playing?
I need to back up.
Was I sleeping or something?
Yeah. Let's
because I don't remember this role playing.
Lummy, let's get the popcorn loud and let's watch this motherfucking movie.
Yeah.
I was a turkey.
I want
You are a turkey?
Oh, my God, you sick fuck.
Brian Payne, Mitch Lucinari, Frank Saliendo. You were all on my Venmo.
I was a turkey and he was the hunter.
What? You were a turkey and he was a hunter?
Yeah.
Bubba, she's not wrong.
You fucking weirdos.
Hold on.
I'm absolutely riveted here.
She said, I'm a turkey, so then I'm gonna go get my shotgun.
So I'm like, I guess a role play. You know, yeah, some people do cops and robbers. We do turkey.
Were you like gobble gobble?
Yes.
Well, I did it more like that. I was like.
Whoa! You didn't bust out any of these noises.
Hey, this is tape. This is Blitz and Otis sex tape from last night, right here. Listen. And then you heard this. Hold on. Hold on. Then you heard.
Goodbye, Rena.
Split.
There's just feathers everywhere.
Is hunting turkeys like Scarface. Mowing down turkeys.
That's close. Whoa. I thought that was like Lummy making a noise.
I think this is like turkey mating. Anna, you might want to take notes. Yeah. I mean, you can turkey or just do a regular turkey, or you can actually act like a turkey in heat. Why don't you take your guys' turkey game to the next level? This is turkey and heat right here.
Take our turkey game to the next level.
Listen.
Sounds like a dog.
Sounds like a seal.
Sounds like the Whitakers.
Yeah, it does.
Is that Freddy?
Sounds like Bubba.
As you can see, it's Anna. Anna, do the turkey mating deal. Here, I'll give it to Anna.
Okay.
One more time. So what'd you do on today's show? Anna act like a turkey.
And Blitz hunted her.
And Blitz hunted her.
So they get four.
So honest to God.
Yeah.
You guys played the turkey. You were, Anna, you were a turkey.
Well, I mean, like, it wasn't a super intensive, you know.
All right, give me a little reenactment. Who brought up the subject of let's play the turkey?
We were talking about birds. Because he was, I asked him what a male turkey was called. What?
And what do you say?
Well, he thought a Jake was a female turkey, and then I looked it up, and it was actually a male turkey. And then I was looking
at... A young one.
A Jake?
Yeah. I didn't know that. So then I started looking at pictures of turkeys, and I was like, oh, I bet the female turkeys are really ugly, because usually the birds with the plumage and the ones with the pretty feathers are all male, because they try to attract the females. So then I just started getting into the turkey hole, and then I was just like started making the sounds, and then I started like biting his ear while I was doing it, and he was like weirded out, but thought it was somewhat endearing, and then it's just, we started talking about role playing.
Yeah, and I said, I'm going to go get my shotgun if you're a turkey.
Yeah.
These are gobbling Jakes right here, Anna. Gobbling Jakes.
Yeah.
So Jakes are girl turkeys.
Boys. No, Jakes are boys, but they're young, before they're like plumage.
A little teenage ones.
Oh, that's what Anna likes, the teenage boys.
What? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, that's why she knew what it was.
Yeah, exactly.
You want some tips on how to call turkey?
Hey, the sound that's most commonly used and heard in the woods is the plain yelp. And basically what a yelp is, it's a hand. Well, actually, every turkey can make a yelp, but it's the way the turkeys...
Oh, you know what? We can't play these, I bet.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So turkey sounds will get you?
Well, no, we're on YouTube.
Yeah,
you can't play other videos.
Oh, my bad. Sorry. X-nay on the turkey, fucking A.
Nope.
Yeah.
We're so sorry for the violation.
But it was really nice. We were, like, cuddling and talking about guns. I was asking questions about guns.
Mm-hmm. All right. What, can you,
like,
can,
bump
can
stocks
we do
and
a,
stuff.
Can we do a reenactment?
There was a French gun I was talking about.
Oh, my God.
Or an Italian. Was it Italian?
Italian
gun.
Bubba, I'm so fucking stupid.
So
he's saying full auto, but I thought he was saying fill auto.
I was talking about full auto guns.
And I'm like, oh, is that an Italian gun? And he's like, what? And I'm...
Hey, I'm going to buy the motherfucking full auto.
Yeah.
Gun down
hey,
the streets.
Look at my new full auto.
And then he's like, full auto? And I'm like,
it ain't
oh, they said full auto.
It's not a Colt or a Smith & Wesson. It's a full auto.
Right.
I'm like, I've never heard of a full auto before. So, yeah, it was really nice. We were just talking about bump stocks.
He was looking for a fellatio is what he was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Falato, fellatio.
Mm-hmm.
Was there fellatio yesterday?
No.
We so you guys
tired.
Role played and then you didn't do anything?
Hold on, no, we talked about guns,
about
turkeys. I've diagnosed Blitz with non-allergic rhinitis, so that was kind of good.
Yeah.
Then we went to the gym, and it took me a while to get in my workout, but we got about an hour in each. And then we had dinner. It was so nice. We went home, coddled, went to sleep.
No.
Watch Romans.
No fellatio, no head.
No, we'll do that this weekend, but we're tired yesterday.
This weekend.
Tomorrow.
All right, tomorrow.
David Figueroa, 25 on my Venmo.
Well, he's related.
Yes.
So, today is Wednesday. All right, Anna, are you spending the night again
tonight? No, I have
Gus goes, tonight. Guts goes back home tonight?
Yeah, Gus has to get some usage.
Yeah, but then I'm coming over to his house tomorrow because I think Rachel's having some guests over, some family, and one of them is a baby, so I'm
getting the fuck
leave.
Out of there.
It's nice, it's a toddler,
when you can,
yeah.
It's nice when you can just get the fuck out and go to your BFs.
Oh my God, yes. So nice. So I'm like, please, can I stay?
Now, do you guys kind of plan out your week a little bit?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's pretty much implied that I'll be there over the weekend, but during the week, it's kind of like we pull an audible.
Usually right. Tuesdays, for sure. Mm-hmm. And then every other day is... So usually it's Monday, no, because she has jujitsu.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday, we hang out. Wednesday, no, because jujitsu. And then Thursday and Friday is question, like, depends on what's going on.
But right. Usually not Thursday, but this week we'll all be there.
By the way, Lummi, I don't know what video goes up today at noon on... get with Jackson and see what gets released today at noon.
Okay.
Something good, I think. I think that grease from that stuff I ate.
Scott Swanner, 1,000 stars. Oh, and you got your dentist appointment, too.
I got my dentist appointment.
Did the grease, was it bad? Did it go bad?
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
But I think I'm okay.
Do you need more cake?
No. I might.
Okay, to wash it down.
I might need a little more cake, too. If you're going to go cut some cake, I might need a little more.
If you want to, I mean, if you'd like to go cut some cake.
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah, I mean, we're on the after show.
Do you want some, Lummy?
But Anna, can you make mine?
I'll have a little bite.
Can you make mine half? Can you make mine half as much this time?
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, me too.
And you just want a little piece, Lummy said?
I just want a little bit to get the grease taste.
Lummy said he doesn't want any.
No, I'm good. I got it so low.
Oh, you said a little.
And Action Jackson said that it's the white trash burnout.
Oh, Blitz! Wait till you see. Well, you can go out front and see.
I was wondering what.
But
what
the
went on
one
there.
The one had to be over 100 feet long. I mean, it was Ron Cap's NHR quality.
Yeah, it was pretty fresh on Sunday. It looked good.
I heard some of those tires you're using are getting questionable.
They are. In fact, I'm going to do another one maybe, and I think I'm going to try to. Well, it's already got a bubble on the side of it. What does that mean, Blitz? It's ready to blow at any time.
Yeah.
So what I'm thinking about doing, Blitz, is pumping it up maybe a little extra.
Okay.
You know, like maybe putting like 50 pounds of air in
it. Sure.
And because I think the payoff is when it blows.
Dr. Dan's moving on, you maker, 1,000 stars.
As long as it doesn't tear up the fender, that's awesome.
Yeah, but who cares? I mean, like, no, I think as long as you catch it early on the blow. If you catch it as soon as it blows, I don't think you're really going to tear the fender up much.
Okay.
And you know, so the fender gets a little tore up. Like,
right.
Like, who cares?
Them's the brakes.
Yeah, I'm the kind of guy. Yeah, I got a 2019 F-150, and yeah, I got an 06 Benz that looks badass. But to the dentist today, which is in St. Pete, about 25-minute, 30-minute drive, I'm driving my Crown Vic.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were gonna say smart car.
I could drive that.
It's got a new battery, right?
Well,
or it's gonna have one.
Lummy.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna put it in.
Yeah. We need Lummy to put it in because somebody got a wrench stuck somewhere and some bullshit's going down.
What?
Yeah, but it's going to be okay. Lummy is...
And you got a new little jump pack, too, you can take with you just in case.
Oh, God, Blitz. That jump pack, I opened it up this weekend and got it put... That thing's nice.
It's cool. I have the same one.
That thing's expensive.
Yeah, I know. I use the same one. I use it all the time.
Wow.
Works great.
I was opening up like my and how the cables plug into that little port.
Mm-hmm.
That's so. Thank you for that.
Absolutely. Now the trick too. I don't know if you noticed or not on the piece, that big square piece that you plug in.
Yeah.
I believe on that one too. There's a little button you have to hit first on that thing. If you don't do that, it won't start your car.
Oh, so you have to engage that button.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Can I go bring what's his? Yes, that's your man.
Because you can plug it in and turn it on.
Give him a little riz his or
wait,
a little.
Hey. Will you give him a little kiss on camera?
Yeah. Tongue? No, don't tongue.
Lummy, don't ask for too much.
She can't
okay?
hear that at least.
Blitz would okay a kiss. And if he wants to slip tongue in, he will. How about a Lady and the Tramp for those two?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Mm. Blitz, would you go for that? If you guys Lady and Tramp a piece of...
Yeah, but she won't eat it, though.
Harry Ziegler, 200 stars.
Give me a kiss, ho.
Will she,
just give me a regular kiss.
Baby bird it.
Oh, that's a good one, Bubba. Baby bird it.
Hmm. It's, the camera's way behind, so.
Should be seeing it by now.
Oh, yeah, I saw it.
He's
on Facebook. Well, is that difference?
Oh, Facebook is way delayed. YouTube is no longer super delayed.
YouTube's like 1 second.
Yeah, like three. Yeah.
This cake is so
I hit
good.
Some switches on YouTube, so we're not so delayed anymore.
Mm.
Nice.
But, Blitz, I know you're YouTube. Mark, quit bastardizing my Facebook.
Oh, I'm not. You can't do that to Facebook.
But we know that if you wanted, you could make our Facebook better.
Nope.
But you won't.
No, if I could make the feed to Facebook better, I would.
What? You need to make everything better.
I am.
Buddy.
Because you're the effing man, Blitz.
We need to find a guy who can polish those tables out there. Oh. Hey, actually, we're tearing the bar down for sure, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to get a polisher and some compound.
Oh, and start kind of like test marketing.
Yeah, why not? If we're going to tear it out.
When is that happening?
Yeah. The tear out?
Yeah.
Not till later. Like, you know, whatever.
Oh.
Am I?
Because we can do that.
Now, Blitz.
I can polish it. I just want to make sure it won't mess it up. And if it's the bar, who cares?
All right, so here's the question I got to ask you, bud.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to miss it.
Yeah, I know, me too.
So many memories.
I agree.
Memories.
Here's my question.
Okay.
Because I'm going to get an investor to back the project that I want to do.
Yep.
Okay. How many cameras do you need
And I'm talking about probably each person needs a lapel jetpack microphone, too.
Can I be honest about this project?
Yeah.
If you have an investor, we shouldn't do it here.
Well, we have to do it here. That was part of the investment.
Oh.
But that's when I'm putting up the bill. You know. But anyway, that being said, how many do you need? Four cameras? I'm just roughing it in a little bit, bud. Like, I don't want you mad at me. I just want you to, like...
No, not at all.
Like, I'm going to need mic'd up, and, you know, I'm going to need probably two or three other remote mics, right? I'm thinking.
If they need to be remote, yeah, we can do that.
No, I mean, like, you know, they... like a lapel mic.
Oh, okay.
Oh, are you thinking they just talk into the podium mic? Yeah, that's what I'm kind of thinking, right?
Mm-hmm.
Each, yeah, yeah. Would that be easier for you that their microphone? Yes. As a matter of fact, if I have a fixed mic and they have fixed mics in their position to where they're standing, then I don't know we need remote mics.
I mean, I don't think we need remote mics at all,
yeah,
but we could probably do lapel mics and podium mics.
What about a boom mic?
I mean, if we're... we need to talk about, like, how, if we're going to do it right or what, like.
But camera-wise,
mm-hmm.
I need a camera on me, probably a fixed camera on me, correct?
Okay.
No, I'm asking.
I have no idea how we're setting this up, so.
I'm thinking I need four cameras.
Okay.
And four cameras and three fixed mics, one being mine, one being one guy, one being the other guy.
Okay.
With Lummy lapel mic. Because Lummy, your security.
Yep.
I mean, we need to sit down and actually talk about this.
Yeah.
Because I need to know, like, if there's an actual budget or, like, what's going on.
And at the end of the day, Blitz, if in order to really do it right, I'm trying to be a little bit vague.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to need probably new trussing in the ceilings to be able to hang the right lights, correct?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Now, the Nashes said that they're sure that whatever electricity we would need for the new lights, the electricity that's providing these inefficient lights would be far more, because the new lights that we use are going to be LED and better than these.
These are all LED.
Not all of them.
Pretty sure they are.
They are?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of them are burnt out.
They are burnt out.
Like, what I'm saying is I don't think we can rely on these lights for what we want to do.
Correct. Absolutely correct.
So, that being said, do you think the new lights can be hung on these existing light trusses, or is there going to be...
Oh, yeah, that's not an issue.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, perfect.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to put different ones in there, fine, but
no,
I don't think... Yeah, we don't need to.
No. If the trussing we have here will work, then great.
Yeah, because the new lights aren't that heavy. Like, old school lights were real heavy.
Okay, and for the type of lighting that we need to light, what does one of those lights go for? And I know you can give me both ends of the spectrum, but give me the end of the spectrum that you would need.
Again, it depends on the budget, but to do it right, you're talking probably about 15 to 20 grand, and just in lights. But that's if you don't want to control them. If you want to control them, you're talking a lot more than that.
Holy crap.
And cameras? Probably 20 grand in cameras?
Yeah, we could probably get away with that.
So now we're at 40.
Yep.
So you think this is a $50,000 set build?
Oh, it's probably more than that.
80,000?
You're getting closer.
Blitz just says this shit. So
well, hold on. I mean,
I won't do it.
No, I'm being serious though. Like,
what's up, Justin? What's up, Mark? What's up, Wizzy? What's up, Mark? What's up, Stacy? What's up, Andrew?
Blitz? Probably about that.
Oh.
I mean, you got to have ways to switch it and feedback to the cameraman, all that stuff.
Yeah.
We don't have any of that.
Shoot it on our cell phones.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Like, I need to know, like, how professional do you want it?
David Figueroa, 25. Dan's Bloomin' Onion.
Yeah, Dr. Dan's Bloomin' Onion Maker.
Thank you.
Well, I'm going to get with the investor.
Okay.
And see how far they want to,
Yeah.
How crazy they want to go with this.
Yeah, I mean, with a $700 budget, we can make something, but, you know. I mean, I'm serious. We'll make it happen. It just, you know, depending on the budget is what we can do with it.
Right. All right, good. Well, I've eaten a bunch of shit today. Two things of cake. Anna, how are you?
I'm doing so well.
Oh, I like your new deal. Do you like your new effect, or you want it off?
This is fine. Is it? Oh, there.
It was off for a second.
Yeah. It's transitioning Anna.
Hey, this is transition. You like transitioning Anna better than regular Anna?
No.
You want me to start taking some stuff?
Oh, why'd you talking like the Theranos bitch?
Maybe. Oh, or just Blitz be more like muscular.
That. Oh, I would love it.
Oh, Blitz would love that.
Yeah.
Blitz.
What?
You know what you could call me at that point?
Out of
single
there.
Blitz. Yeah.
Blitz would be at UT.
That you know what you can call Blitz at that? Enrolled in UT.
Yeah.
For one class. Blitz, you should take one bullshit class and just to be enrolled, right?
So yeah, pay $60,000 a year.
So I get access to the pool?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there you go. The
I think
pool.
You got access to pretty much anything you need for free because you know codes.
Mm-hmm.
And you're on the dark web, supposedly.
Yep.
Let me what's going on in your world, my friend. Is it cold in here or is it me?
No, it feels good. Right, Anna?
Yeah, I like it. So I have my little space heater on, but I'm good.
You got your space on?
Yeah, I put it on pretty much every day.
You like
yes,
it?
I love it. It's very necessary. It keeps my little leggies warm.
Look,
and I got the Dodds.
I got the Dodds, too.
Yeah, working out legs.
Neil just Venmo'd me 25.
What's the name?
Neil Montaplaisir.
Pleasure.
Leo Montpleasure. Neil's trying like hell to get to that 2400 by September 1.
He's going
to
get it.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
And we're going to see him from the great north.
And barb. I got to get a hold.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hold on, our ring girl, because I've already started the next year's process, and they're like, we'll get right back to you. But, and now they haven't.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
And I know exactly what I want to do.
Oh, you figured it out?
I already know what the ring of next year is going to be like. Oh, wow. I just got to remember what I'm going to put on one side of it.
Oh.
One side is going to be royalty and a microphone. And the next side will be their name. And then what did we agree on?
No, what did we agree on?
I forgot. I keep fucking
Lummy has the list.
Well, we have the list. But...
Lummy, give me the list.
Okay.
For the other side of the ring.
Give me 1 second. I know we had a race car.
No, we're not doing a fucking race car. It's stupid.
Choo-choo train.
Yes, we had a train.
Oh, that's what we're doing.
Yeah, I think it was a train. Yeah.
Okay.
State of Indiana.
Yeah, we had it. No, then we canceled that one.
Yeah, like Dion ain't going to want to state of Indiana on the side of his ring.
Did he ever tell you what he thought of the new ring?
No. He just...
He just stole your video and put it up and didn't even give you credit.
Who's his son?
I'm trying to think, like...
You need to message him and be like, hey, did you get the new ring, cuh? How about a video?
Anna, what do you think about this right here? This logo. Hold on. I'm going to put it over here. This is the old Soul Train logo. Yes, no, like this right here. I can't see it because I got beady little eyes.
My Bear Bousette?
Is that? No.
That's pretty extensive for the side of a ring.
I was going to say, it needs to be something like just a train, but like not quite as graphic.
Like a very simple choo-choo.
It's got to look good on a teeny tiny microscopic scale.
Like a little black outline of a choo-choo.
Okay, I got it.
Like the state of Louisiana.
I got it, bitch. About to get mine.
That's right.
I got it, and you guys are going to tell me which one we're going to pick, right? Okay.
Got the weed leaf on one.
Hold on.
Got the gorilla on the other. What is this one?
Hold on. Here are
this
logos.
This one's the goat.
Let's quit rubbing it in my face.
No, I'm just saying.
You have four rings, and I only have three. That's bullshit.
What the hell was this?
Complete bullshit.
We know that.
Oh, the Ned Skull.
So, Anna, are you talking about like maybe something like that?
That's closer, I'm assuming.
Probably even simpler.
I thought you wanted more new school one.
Yeah.
I did. I wanted to...
bullet train type.
How about that?
That's a lot better.
That's cool. Like a little sketch.
I think that's pretty fucking cool, don't you think?
Someone suggested a giant mushroom.
Is Nash's in the house?
I like mushrooms.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like white mushrooms.
I don't think we make it a bullet train like that.
Not quite like that, no.
Yeah. No, I don't think we quite make it like that. But I don't think we don't make it an old school train like that. Chitty chitty. Although I kinda like that.
Yeah, well the last one, the one you showed a minute ago that we liked was like an old school train, but it was like going fast.
I hear you ding dong in your rings.
I didn't mean to.
And it really hurts, buddy. Oh, this one right.
Hold on.
I think this
it would hurt more if I told you I lost a couple of my rings. I have them all.
Is that what you're talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
See, that's cool. Like an old school train, but it's like fast.
Yeah. And it's super.
I'm going to take a picture of it.
Senatori, put down on the side of my deal.
Yeah.
Mark gave me five on Venmo. Thank you, Mark.
There you go.
But people were suggesting this one.
Okay, hold on. Let me, why do you? No.
That's too
old school.
Too intricate.
Yeah, that's too fucking Green Acres bullshit. Get out of here with that shit. Now, let me do this.
Who suggested that? We need to ban him immediately.
It was...
Who was it? Tell him, be honest. No, go ahead.
It was a Hall of Famer, so...
Who do I need to ban?
No,
protect
no.
them.
Nope, sorry,
at all costs.
I'm protecting them, but I have to protect
Tommy,
the Hall of Famer.
Do not disclose your sources.
I will just, but you can ban me then. I will take one for the team.
Oh, how about this?
I'm banning Lemmy
right
now.
That's super cool.
Lemmy BTLS.
How about this, Blitz?
Yep.
How do I ban you?
Okay. Blitz, quit worrying about being mean and let me know about this psychedelic earthy mushroom.
No.
No on the mushrooms?
No, we need to do a train. Hype train.
We're like 900.
We're like 900 for 900
this
year.
There's no one in Twitch that has got so many hype trains like we've got.
Yeah,
we're
completed.
Like, we are perfect. Yeah, completed.
Yeah, but you think that there's probably, you're going to try to tell me, like Tfue and all these big sling-a-dicks, that they don't have as many hype trains as we do? Do you think we're number one in the world
with
hype trains? But
see,
you know this world more than we do.
Yeah. I don't know because I don't watch them enough, but a lot of those guys are streaming for like 12 hours a day.
Right.
5 days a week.
Right.
So
you might be thinking like by the amount of time that we actually stream, we might have the most.
Ratio-wise, we have to have the most completed hype trains ever.
In the history of the free living world?
Yeah.
Right. I love mushrooms. The kind you eat, not the kind you get fucked up on. I'm like,
there's like millions of species.
My favorite mushrooms are the kind you buy in a jar.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ew.
Well, I don't like the ones you gotta... I like the ones that you buy in a jar.
Okay.
Is that bad?
No, those are good, brother.
Are those not mushrooms?
No, those are mushrooms. They're good.
Wait, is it Creatine Travis over there on mic two?
Creatine Lummy. Creatine Lummy. Lummy, one of these days, I need to come to your house.
Yes, cousin.
Which I've never been to your house. You know that.
Which one?
Either one. I've never been to either one of your fucking places.
Gotcha.
And, you know, because we're all about providing extra, like this outside of our radio world content is what people really want.
Pool party at Lummy's house?
No.
Slip aside?
What? No. Babysitting.
Oh, yeah. There
and,
you
like,
go.
In the middle of the day, one of these days, or even like when you know Wilbur's going to be up, and then you and Ashley like go to lunch for like, now don't give me any more than 2 hours.
Yeah.
you know.
No problem.
And I just got to take care of little Wilbur. And I'll bring like a cameraman.
Okay.
With me.
Of course.
And for me to document and like don't feed him. I have to give his lunch to him. So like Ashley can have it all laid out what he's having for lunch and stuff.
You want
to
give him soft food too? Little carrots and oatmeal?
Whatever he would regularly eat, like however Ashley would feed him that day.
Okay.
Lay it out for me, and I gotta do a little airplane in the hangar.
Well, there you go.
And I gotta clean them all up because you know he makes a mess.
I gotta make some 5 stars. Yeah,
I don't think that Wilbur. He's not feeding himself yet, is he?
No, we're teaching him how to hold the bottle, but that's about it.
Right. So you're still taking a little spoon and putting his little mouth right.
Yep.
Do a little goony goo goo do.
Exactly.
And he probably still does get a little messy. You got to clean his hands. You got to clean his little face.
Yep.
And if he'd happen to lay a log, I would clean his. I would clean him up.
Well, we won't feed him green beans because those are the worst smelling shits ever. Oh God.
Green beans.
No, then plus, let me know, feed him green beans the day before.
I know.
There you go.
What are you, Charles Nelson Reilly now? And Bubba babysits. Uncle Bubba babysits Lil Wilbur.
Perfect.
2 hours. Now, is Ashley available to talk on the phone? Is she at work? Is she available?
I can ask her.
If Bubba could give her a real quick call.
Might be listening.
And if I can, Ashley, can I call you real fast?
You got an issue?
No, I just want to.
Lock in the babysitting?
No. I just want to make sure that it genuinely is okay with her.
Oh.
And that he's just not telling me what I want to hear. Kevin O'Keefe, 50.
I would assume they're okay. I mean, I'm just guessing.
Love
but like,
Kevin.
Especially since they're a little bit later, too.
And you have a cameraman.
True. I'm going to have a female cameraman. Yeah.
Darren Mason, 500 stars.
Kevin O'Keefe is on my, I think is on my Venmo.
Yes, Kevin's great. Kevin is a big
And Ashley said that you can
show.
Call.
All right, let me hold on here. I gotta get Ashley's number. Do I have it?
Yeah, I'll
you guys have texted before.
I'll message you.
I got her here, Ashley. Oh. I got her listed as Ashley Lummy. So I got her.
So do I.
For real. Like Lummy, I just want to make sure, like you're just not telling me, like you're not so Stockholmed out, and like she would be like, absolutely not. Are we allowing that? Because I have so
That'd
much respect
awesome
for her.
That'd be awesome if she said that.
Ash.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Ashley.
Hey, are you hearing what we're talking about?
I was a little behind.
All right.
So I heard something about babysitting.
So I'd like to do this. I'd like to come over one day, like. When like for 2 hours, like when you are ready, like what have lunch laid out for him, like what you would regularly feed little Wilbur, and like show me where his diapers are and his little, like all the things I need to know, and then you and Lummy go for like a 2-hour lunch real close by, and I mean like you know
at the stop sign with a bag
right like the next door neighbor maybe
yeah. Like you guys go sit in the garage for 2 hours
in the backyard
by the pool.
No, I don't want a backyard because he might go see you back there and be like starts freaking out. And I don't know what I'm going to do if he starts crying. I'm going to be like, Lil Wilbur, please stop crying.
We'll figure it out.
I'm you're my buddy. Like, Mom and Dad are coming back. Hold on. I'll get Mom on the phone right now. Ash, tell him to stop crying.
But I know.
I truly.
2 hours, it's all you. You figure it out.
I'll rock him. So anyway, but I just wanted to make sure, like, that Lummy wasn't just telling me I could do this. You know, it's your kid.
No.
It's not Lummy's kid. It's your kid. And so I just wanted to make sure, like, you know, it was truly okay with you.
Absolutely.
And I would have an assist. My camera person is also up to speed on child care.
Yep.
And so we'd have
animal care.
You'd have two adults there. And, you know, I would just want to feed them lunch, like whatever you had laid out for them. And then, you know, just, you know, hang out with him for a couple hours. And, you know, hopefully he would get upset and start crying. And I'd have to try to figure out how to make him happy.
You can play in the ball pit.
Let me make you think.
The crying caper.
I might take my shirt off and let him start nursing.
Oh, he'd be all about that.
Oh, boy.
You can get in the ball pit in the play area and kind of like, you know, take your shirt off. And
you
got to
get that on camera, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only report I have back is that the only thing that would soothe him was my right nipple. I'm so sorry. I hope that's not weird. We didn't get it on tape or nothing because I feel
nobody's full now.
He's he may not want dinner. He's plump stuff full, everything. I'm lactating right now, too.
Oh, boy.
So anyway, Ash, I just wanted to make sure, like, you know, deep down, I know.
Absolutely.
You know that, like, I'm deep down, I'm not the devil. I'm actually a pretty good guy, you know.
I don't think you're the devil at all.
And I love that picture that you sent. Oh, my God, I loved it. And honestly, I know you don't want to say this, but I think little Wilbur has, like, he vibes a little bit better with me than he does Anna. I'm just saying.
By far.
Oh, come on. He likes what he sees.
Yeah, he likes what he sees.
He has some concerns about Anna.
Yeah,
he's concerned.
He's very suspicious of me, and I don't blame him.
They did okay last time.
Yeah, last time they weren't too bad.
He's suspicious of Anna.
Yes. I don't blame him.
We all are. I make the same faces.
Little kids know, man. They know. It's like this.
Like real tears, too. He
poor
cried.
What's the most what's the most upset that Wilbur's ever gotten? He
looked at me.
Yeah, I mean that was pretty up there. I think when his diaper was too tight, he was pretty upset with that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the 63 hours that he couldn't eat in the hospital, that was pretty traumatic.
Yeah. Oh my God, was it really that long?
Yeah.
Yes.
How many hours?
Imagine if you couldn't eat for 3 or 4 days, Bubba.
3 or 4.
Well, didn't they give him anything to eat?
No.
No, it was just IV.
Weren't they?
IV fluid.
Weren't they? Well, okay. But I was going to say you
would. Daddy Diaco developed, I believe.
Yes, that is true.
How much do you think of that really was a shoot and they were just gouging your insurance, Ash?
Well, there was definitely a problem. I think they were very precautious because we have good insurance. But I appreciate their caution that they were using. Because it could have saved his life if this formula stuff actually was the cause.
Do you think it might have been?
It could have been. I mean, the symptoms align.
Now, are you back to your regular eating what you want, or do you have to eat for Wilbur still, like as far as, you know, being a vegetarian or like whatever they're making you do? I know they're making you do some
dairy-free, gluten-free, all that stuff.
I'm back to my normal.
Good. Yeah. Good. And it's not affecting. Now, is he completely on all formula or is he still doing a little breastfeeding?
He's all formula.
All right. So since he's all formula, then he's not, you know, he's not on your stuff. And so you can do what you want.
And he can eat regular food, you know, like soft food.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So
what is his
favorite? And we might even be able to find some formula. So carrots. If anybody knows where you can find Pure Amino, let me know.
Yeah. There's a formula shortage.
There is.
Yeah. Oh. We had to pay a shit ton for just 4 cans.
Really?
Yeah. But, yeah, his favorite thing is carrots. Oatmeal and carrots.
Really?
Yeah.
When I was a kid, all I would eat was cottage cheese and peaches. Kids, you know, kids all get locked in some fucked up shit. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes as an adult.
Really, I'm fucked up as an adult. Anna, I hate when you drink out of the side of your mouth. It's so fucking unattractive.
Hmm? Oh, you're like way delayed.
No. Right. I know.
I was like, what are you?
Oh.
That was a while
that
ago.
That side drinking bullshit that you do.
Oh, I was just trying to avoid the mic.
Yeah. So Ash, he like carrots and what? And oatmeal?
Yeah.
Yep, carrots and oatmeal.
His green beans make his shit really sick.
No chicken sandwiches, none of that stuff.
Now, Lummy said, Ashley, that you guys are going to feed him a lot of green beans the day before Bubba comes over.
Yeah, it's one of his favorites. Might as well. Mm.
The whole can. So he gets that nice green shit.
This would be huge. So just one of these days, let me know. You know, we'll schedule it all up. I just wanted to make sure that you were okay with it, and Lummy just wasn't
absolutely
telling me what I want to hear. Because, like, when I fuck his beard up, he'd be like, "It's okay, Bubba," but really, it's not. It's bullshit. And he gets home, and you flip the fuck out, and you also flip out.
I don't know. Only when it's the chest.
And you know, I swear to God, out of respect to you, I will never.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a man of my word.
He doesn't even joke about it anymore.
I don't even joke about it.
No.
Like somebody goes, somebody like shave. I was like, no fucking way am I touching. I'm not going anything. Uh-uh.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want any heat with Ashley because, I'm respecting her wishes. She's like, you can do anything you want to him, pretty much. Just don't fuck with his chest hair and his asshole. That's both of her areas.
Yes.
And by the way, Ashley, Lummy said, when's the next time he misses the Latin Whopper?
Oh, jeez.
Lummy, Blitz, did we not hear him say that earlier?
He says it all the time.
Ash, when can
we? I don't know. I heard that he was bestowing that upon the new couple.
What do you mean?
Yeah, well, you heard wrong because that's Lummy's deal.
Yeah.
Lummy, don't touch.
We're not biters.
Don't try to project your whopperness on us.
Okay? Big Buck, 1,000 stars. Oh, hey, Ashley, I'm getting a muscle massager, by the way.
Oh, Ashley, did you hear about the penis pumps we ordered?
No.
I guess we can say that now.
Yeah, we can say it now.
Yeah, we're getting penis pumps,
well,
Ashley.
Well, Ashley, they're not penis pumps. They're massagers that you can stick your penis in.
They're like for cupping.
Ooh.
They're penis vacuums.
Yeah, and all of us guys have said, you know, we're all going to, you know, like if one of us guys got it, we'd be like, man, do you hear about motherfucking Blitz? He got a penis pump. Mm-hmm. But if we all got it.
You're all jumping in the pool.
Yeah, but if we all got it.
Right.
And then we're like, yeah, you know, and we all agree, you know, we got
circle pump.
We all got, you know, we all agree that we're going to.
Circle water pump.
We're going to use it this weekend and then report back on it.
Lava lamp.
So are you okay with that?
Absolutely.
Now, Lummy, are we going to penis pump ourselves or are we going to have our friend, so
the three of you are just going to hang out and do it? Is that what you're asking?
No. What I'm saying is, do we penis pump, you know, privately or do you penis pump with your girl? I think you let your girl penis pump you.
Yeah, you do.
I think it makes it feel a little bit hotter of an experience if your girl's helping you.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It makes you feel like a real loser if you're doing it yourself.
Right.
Like, look at me. I'm all by myself in this room, and only thing I got is this fucking tube. You know? But meanwhile, if you got Ashley with her big jug swinging, going, come on, baby. Come, you're like, yeah, fuck yeah, penis pump.
Exactly.
Lummy, I think you're going to get penis pumped, then Latin whoppered.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's
God.
A good Saturday night.
Ashley, do you really like laying the whop? Do you? We don't really. For real?
I mean, do we really want for real, or do we?
Well, I mean, she, you know.
Let's let Lummy answer this.
Yeah.
Hey, Lummy, go ahead. Don't let your wife get you out of trouble. Lummy, tell us about, you know, how much you guys really do laugh.
Yeah, how deep do you take it?
No, not how deep he takes it.
Listen, just, you know.
I think I asked the appropriate question.
Yes,
like,
thank you.
You know, how often do you guys do that sort of thing? For real.
I mean, at this point, you know, because Walker does sleep in the room with us, it's kind of. Well, because he's young. You got to keep him right there.
Yeah, I understand. But you guys, I mean, he sleeps a lot. Yeah. You guys can't go to the spare bedroom? She said, come on, Big Papa.
Just roll him out to the
hallway
for a little
bit. Well, that's when we pretty much, you know, sometimes if the time is right and we know Walker just went down, we have a little extra time. That's when we'll
pretty much do it. Lummy, answer the question, Lummy.
I'm saying at this point, it's like once a month.
Once a month?
Yeah.
Now, whose idea is it and how is it brought up?
I think it's normally when, you know, Ashley's starting to feel like a little stressed out from work and just kind of wants to release some stress.
Hold on. She does it in a disciplinary type deal, like in a punishment mode?
Yeah,
sometimes.
Listen, I had a bad fucking day today.
Yeah.
And I'm going to blast this area. Let me tell you.
Trust me, after some of her team meetings. Oh.
So she goes to a team meeting. It really sucks. She's dealing with a bunch of people she hates, and she comes and just fucks the shit out of you, Lummy.
Pretty much.
No wonder she's always so happy. She has an outlet.
Yeah, exactly. That's her outlet right there.
It's an inlet.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, Lummy. Oh, Lummy. God. Blitz, take your fucking rings off. We know you're
I
a four ringer.
Too.
Jesus.
The four ringer here.
God, Mr. Johnny, it just makes me feel so bad about myself. I don't have four rings.
No, but they were stolen.
Yeah.
Lummy. Couldn't have done
Lummy's
anything.
Anyway, Ash, I'm all about creating additional content, and Uncle Bubba.
Yeah.
I'm going to take all four of these rings off.
Babysit little Wilbur with Ashley's permission. And then Ashley, like, is there where you live, like, within, like,
they 10, have 911
10 minutes? Oh. Like, is there, like, a place you and Lummy could go have lunch but be fairly close still?
Yeah, there's a bunch of places.
Yeah, so you guys
could have some drinks.
Yeah, have a couple drinks.
Taco Tuesday.
Ashley, I need you to come home. Listen, Bubba, me and Lummy are at Taco Tuesdays, and we thought that
you come
we're
going
to babysit for 3 hours, and we're just a little too fucked up to come help you.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, maybe breastfeed him or something. He hasn't had that in a while. But it's going to be another hour and a half before Lummy and I can even drive home. We don't get a night out very often.
Now, are you gonna like take him for a walk or anything?
Yeah, I was gonna say, are you gonna take him in the stroller down to the park?
Yeah.
Oh shit! I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, babies need exercise in some way.
What if I have a heart attack?
That could definitely happen.
I'm saying.
That's what the videographer's for.
And the little kid's just sitting on the side of the road, and I'm fucking over there laid out. He's just like,
better get it on tape.
Yeah.
You know what? Let me. I think I'd feel a little more comfortable if we just stay inside.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's an inside day. You got any puzzles or toys we can play with? You know, I got a million.
Of course.
Right.
Yeah, a ton of them.
I can't get down on my knees too good, though. Little Wilbur's going to have to be self-serve playing
with
him.
You can get down. You just can't get back up.
Yeah.
And you've changed diapers before, right?
Yes, I'm not a Diaco. I do change diapers.
Do any of the Diacos?
She meant to a baby, though.
Did any of the Diacos work with diapers?
I don't think so.
Dan was very much against it.
Steve or Jay did not.
Yeah, Steve would have been the only one that is a maybe.
Yeah. And I'll make sure the cameraman doesn't get little Wilbur's wiener or nothing like that. I want child porn charges on there like that.
Well, yeah.
You know, and I'll just wipe his butt and make sure he's all clean. But, you know, I might just put him right in the...
Do you guys use butt paste or anything like that?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, occasionally when he has to.
When you give him a bath, do you still do it in the sink?
No, he's in the tub with a little seat.
But he's like 4 foot tall.
Oh,
he's taller than you, Bubs.
We have a little seat that he sits in.
He's taller than the merch crick already.
Absolutely.
His shoes are bigger.
He's about as much, too.
Yeah.
So anyway, what I'm saying is, like, if he pooped, Lummy, I may just put him right in the bathtub. You know what I'm saying? And clean it that way.
Just let him waller in it?
No, clean it up.
Oh,
what
yeah,
I'm
we have one of the shower heads, too,
clean it up, and then put him, and then make sure that, you know, I'm really getting them clean.
Yeah, we have the shower head adjustable.
Now, can you put him in the bathtub? Now, I wouldn't leave him. I'd be right there the entire time, but can you put him in there and give him a little duckies, and he plays around a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay.
He just discovered his penis the other day, so he's super happy.
Oh, there you go. That's what you need.
Hold on.
Yeah,
we don't need any of that.
That's the last thing you need.
Just our luck. We get.
Hey guys, I couldn't film. All he wanted to do was play with his wiener.
Yeah. Little guy had his wiener out the entire time. I got like 5 seconds of him goonie googling, and then he went for his wiener the entire time. And I was like, Lil Wilbur, quit touching your wiener, please.
Have you guys put him in the pool yet?
No, that's the next one.
Okay.
No,
it's like, cold right now.
Now, Ashley.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
Ashley, this is very traumatic, but you have to trust me on this. You know, like you teach him how to swim, and then you throw him in.
Yep, and turn around and walk away.
Well, you don't walk away.
Oh.
But like what you do, Ashley, honest, and there's a ton of YouTube videos on it.
Yeah.
Is you teach him how to swim. You teach him how to swim. You and Lummy get in there with him. You teach him how to swim. The first thing you do as you're teaching him how to swim is you show him where.
I'm with you guys right here.
What?
Sorry. I was in the house and I didn't realize the nanny was back from the walk. She scared the crap out of me.
Oh. Lummy, she's playing intruder when you're not home.
Yeah, I know. I'm with the nanny.
Intruder. Lummy, you guys are some sick shit.
Yeah, I know. Well,
you guys
geez.
Are playing intruder with the kid and the nanny. Oh, fuck. Man. What do you got going on right here? Latin Whopper is a child's play compared to what you motherfuckers
are.
But honest to God, Ashley, after you teach him kind of how to doggy paddle, what they do is they literally throw him in, and the baby's trained to get to his back, and for real. And it's very traumatic. When I taught Tyler... I had a woman came out and she taught Tyler how to swim and everything. And she was this real stiff German woman. And she goes, and this is like after like 2 or 3 months of her coming
swim
like
lessons
twice a week. And then she goes, now we throw him in. I'm like, what? She literally threw the little motherfucker in and he went to his back and then started kicking. And like, it was put, you know, for a second there, you think he just killed your baby.
No.
It's very traumatic.
Oh, I bet so.
Lummy, please make sure Ashley's there when you guys do that, okay? You'll fuck it up.
Oh.
Lummy, you'll throw him too hard, and you'll throw him over the fence.
Bubba said throw him over the pool, right?
Bubba said get some height on the deal. I went a little too high. He's on
Marco
the roof.
Polo.
All right, Ashley, I know the nanny is there. I just wanted to get double confirmation from the boss.
You got it. You're always welcome to come over and hang out, too.
All right, honey. Thank you.
Pool party.
Thank you, Ash.
Bye, Ashley.
Bye.
Bye.
When I get my pool body back, I'll be there for a party.
There you go.
That's never going to happen.
Oh, hey, Bubba.
Hey, what? I got to go.
The draft is Thursday. If you want to, we got some extra tickets if everyone wants to go.
The draft?
Yeah, the draft party at the Buck Stadium.
Fuck.
Hell
and you do what? You sit where and watch what?
You watch it on. Well, they have like a little guy talking.
I have a little guy talking.
And where do you go?
In the club level.
No, thank you, Lummy.
Okay, just asking.
You know, me going home and
when is this, tomorrow?
Taking pills and yeah. passing out and watching Netflix is far more appealing.
Than watching the draft on a big screen?
Anna, you're coming over. You want to go to the draft party?
Oh, I can't. I have some things I have to do. Thank you, though. I really appreciate it.
This should be royalty-free. Willie, it's time for me to go to the dentist.
Have fun.
Thank you, everybody. Like, subscribe, go to our podcast. Do everything you can to put a dollar in my pocket. I got Venmo Cash, the Cash App, PayPal, all at the Bubba Army. Thank you so much. You're the ones that keep this thing going. And we're fucking rolling right now. Love y'all.